Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful as always for each of you who will tune in with us either via Facebook live stream and or by way of blogtalkradio.com. This is, as you heard in the promo, Talk Straight, and it's sponsored by BFC Institute. We've been going now for 5.5 years. Can you believe that? We're grateful for it, though. Very much grateful for it. And happy to have you, 657-383-0944. That is the number you can call. Join us live here in the podcast studio and to join this national dialogue. Tonight we do have a topic, so accordingly we'll offer a monologue. And for those of you new listeners, that's intended to give you some background and give us a sense of framework or focus for our discussion this evening. In other cases, we have open mic where I turn the floor over to you as the show host and we hear your thoughts and ideas. But tonight we have a topic and we will get to it. I hope that our co-host, Pastor Waller, will be able to join us tonight. He's not always able to, as he has been, because he's busy himself in ministry, holding the fort down. And we're grateful for that. A caller from Chicago, from Peoria, Illinois, from St. Louis, Missouri, from Jacksonville, Florida, from Selma, Alabama, Columbus, Mississippi, New Orleans, Richmond, Virginia, actually as far as Canada and New York. We'll be happy to have you give us a call at 657-383-0944. I would be remiss if I did not mention our home city where we hail from, Nashville, Tennessee. All right, give us a call here. We'll be happy to entertain your questions and comments. Again, we are grateful. Let's get right into the monologue so that we can open up the phone lines here for this episode of Talk Straight on this April 26, 2022. The month is almost gone. The fourth month of this new year is almost. You all hear me talk about it. You hear me talk about the last 2 years because time is winding up. And what that tells me, beloved, is that we don't have time for senseless foolishness, for figuring, tension, and so forth. When we look around, we see that too many of our young people are aloof, going astray. And you know what? Those of us that are older, we're not going to be around there long, long, long time. We hope to be around long enough, but eventually we're going to have to make room for them. It's important that we prepare them. All right? In that vein of thought, we move on to our monologue. Now, one thing that we want to do is to make it very clear that Talk Straight hopes to provide substantive dialogue that will encourage and inspire others, right, in their own walk. I do not, as the show host, intend to infer in any way that we have all the answers, okay? But certainly based on our experience and any research we've done, we offer this platform. In 1963, at the March on Washington, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shared a dream he had about the progress of race relations in America. For over 50-plus years, many white and black have been hopeful that this dream will materialize itself, even though it was utopian in nature. Okay? The best indication of success or failure, however, is looking at the state of our youth across our nation here in America. So tonight we're going to be talking with you, and I encourage you to join me, 657-383-0944, as we discuss from the topic, whose dream am I living? Make it personal. Make it personal. The question is, whose dream am I living? I'll ask that for myself. You ask it for yourself. That's our topic tonight. And I hope that through our dialogue, we may be able to prompt an answer, if nothing else, rhetorically. Whose dream am I living? April 26, 2022, Tuesday night. Join us in. The text in Proverbs 6 chapter and verse 9 says very simply, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? That's a good question. And it begs to be asked in many places. With everything that's going on that we've been through, that we've come through, how long will you sleep? At what point will you wake up and come to realization? Let's see what that has to do with this dream that you asked about you're living. Now, you know, a dream is simply a series of thoughts. Formally, it has images and sensations occurring in the person's mind while they're asleep and or unconscious. Now, in this unconscious state, they contemplate the possibility of doing something or that something might be actually happening if the mind is doing it. But let's keep that in context here when we ask the question, whose dream am I living? Whose mind? What's going on in your mind? And is what's in your mind yours or is somebody else? That's really where we want to go tonight. Let's talk about the American dream for a second. Is that your dream? Are you living your dream or the American dream, or is it one and the same? It is nationally, philosophically speaking, the ideal of the United States, the set of ideas such that include democracy, rights, liberty, opportunity, and even equality. What does that mean, right? In which, when we talk about freedom, it includes the opportunity for prosperity and success, as well as upward mobility for both families and children and people in general. This is achieved through hard work, though, in society. And the harder you work, the fewer barriers. Some people argue there's still barriers, that people are stopping us from doing it. All right? But this is the American dream, the idea that when you work hard, you can achieve what you want. in America. That's the American dream. Now, in the definition of American dream, as defined by James Truslow Adams in 1931, he said it like this, quote, "Life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement, regardless of social class or circumstance of birth," end quote. That's interesting. Sounds good, don't it? Many would argue today that that's just not real. Well, let's get into it. Now, when we talk about the American dream, it is rooted in the Declaration of Independence. This declaration proclaims that all men, today that is interpreted constitutionally to mean women as well, are created equal with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Huh? This is what the Declaration of Independence purports. All of this ties into the concept of the American dream. And again, keep in mind what our topic is, whose dream am I living? And you have to place that on yourself. That's an individualized question to be answered, right? Now, there was one very popular dream shared by a well-known figure in American history, the late Dr. King, as I started off mentioning. You know, he gave the I Have a Dream speech in a public speech that was delivered by him in 1963 at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. 1963, August 28th, powerful speech. In it, he calls for an end to racism in the United States and calls for civil and economic rights. It was delivered to an estimated 250,000, quarter of a million civil rights supporters from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial there in D.C., beginning with a reference to the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed millions of slaves in 1863, King observed that, quote, 100 years later, the Negro is still not free, end quote. Toward the end of the speech, King departed from his prepared text for a partly improvised address of the theme, I Have a Dream. Now, let me just say that in the background, Mahalia Jackson, well-known gospel singer, was there, among others. And what she did was to nudge him, talk about or give a oration that he had given many times before at churches and other places that she's heard, she and others heard. And she, go ahead, Martin. Tell him, Martin. Tell him about the gene. Tell him about the dream. And he did. He complied. In this part of the speech, what he did was to excite the listeners. And he became very famous for this speech as he described the dream of freedom and equality arising from the land of slavery and hatred. He started out with that. Now, John Meacham writes that with a single phrase, Martin Luther King Jr. joined Jefferson, Lincoln, and the ranks of men who shaped modern America. That's what John Meacham said when he wrote about this particular speech. It was the speech was ranked the top American speech of the 20th century in 1999 by scholars that were polled because it had such long-lasting. All right. To this day, we can ask the question, whose dream am I living? This was widely held as a masterpiece of rhetoric, though. His speech invoked pivotal documents that are key to American the American legal system and its structure and establishment. Documents such as the Declaration of Independence, as I said earlier, the Emancipation Proclamation, and even the United States Constitution. Brilliantly, he brought these into this concept of a dream. Now, early in his speech, King alluded to Abraham's Gettysburg Address, saying, quote, 50 years ago, end quote, in reference to the abolition of slavery, articulated in the Emancipation Proclamation. King also says, quote, it came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity, end quote. These type of things stirred people. Early in his speech, King urges his audience to seize the moment. Now, he said, is the time. It's repeated 3 times in the 6 paragraphs that he wrote and spoke to people. Now, I have to ask you the question. You take the average young person, let's just go with teenagers, 13, and we can go a little higher than that, and ask the question, how familiar do you think they are with the concept of this dream or any other dream? Are they living in their own dream, their own conscious or unconscious mind? Or is social media and various other cultural fads and so forth, fashion and things of that nature, even diet, is that shaping who they are? That's the question we have to ask. And what is it that they're aspiring to? Who do they look to for guidance, for example, for encouragement? I know somebody's saying, well, that should be their parents, right? Well, you know that's not the case, right? When you look at it, and we think about in Atlanta earlier this week, I understand 5 young people shot. I don't think anybody perished, thank God. But 5 young people shot at one time. Over what? I would argue that as opposed to a dream, perhaps there's a nightmare going on here somewhere. And it begs the question yet again, whose dream are we living? When a young person cannot answer the question, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? What do you aspire to be doing as a career choice? And it's difficult for them to even think about if they'll be here tomorrow. Oh, no, that sounds chilling to somebody, don't it? Well, that's real. You understand what I'm saying? And it begs the question again, beloved, whose dream are you living? When the only thing you can imagine in your conscious and unconscious mind is to live day by day. There's a phrase that's used, get it, the way I live. 657-383-0944. As I await you to give us a call here, I'm going to share with you a very powerful rendition of this concept, this song, The Impossible Dream, to dream the impossible dream. Let's just for a second give our attention to the late, great Luther Vandross as he does his rendition of The Impossible Dream. 657-383-0944, that's the number to call. We're talking from the topic, whose dream am I living? Whose dream are you living? The listeners talk straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. 657-383-0944. Give us a call. The impossible
to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run with where the brave cannot go, and to the other right of a wrong. And you're reaching from afar to try when your heart comes to quiver to be the unreachable star. This is my word to follow that song. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause. To be willing to march into hell for that heavenly song. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious way that my heart
You listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. And we're talking from the topic tonight, whose dream am I living? Hope you can join us here. You listen to us on Facebook. Come on, get in here. Get in where you fit in. Give me a call or post your question comments here in the Facebook thread. Give us a call. 657-383-0944. That's the number. We'll be glad to engage you and entertain you tonight as we go through our discussion here, and to share with you the information that we are attempting to impart tonight in our discussion here on Talk Straight. We're talking again from the conversation about the dream. There's absolutely nothing wrong with an individual dreaming. Fact, natural, and it's healthy. But what often shapes or motivates, impacts our dreams are the experiences we live when we're conscious. And I understand that we tend to repress those things that we go through from an early age, and we store them back in the mind. When we're sleeping at rest and not consciously focusing on various tasks day by day, those things have a way of coming out and releasing themselves. Hopes, aspirations, desires can take on their own life and meaning in your unconscious mind. Fact, you can be a king. You could be a queen. You could rule the world. And everybody will have to eat out of your hand in your dream. You're the best thing since apple pie in your dreams. But then when I wake up, I have to face the reality that in America in particular, there are about 330-some million people that I share this country, this nation with. And I have to share that space with them. Sometimes in the conscious mind, that's not easy because everybody don't think, don't act, and don't comport themselves in a suitable manner. But you still got to deal with them. They're still your fellow citizens, residents. You got to find some kind of way to be civil, to be engaging, and to make sure that peace and harmony prevail. We talked earlier about the Declaration of Independence. In it, there were a number of things that were shared and that spoke to goals and aspirations. It's really about this social experiment, socioeconomic experiment, I should say, that the framers engaged in now 44 plus years ago, that suggested that a republic form of government driven by a democratic process can be one and remain one and survive. In 2022, we saw 2 years ago the challenge to that, right? In 2016, we saw how that was put to a test. In 2008, we saw how that was challenged. In the election of 2000, we even saw that. In 1968, we saw how that concept was challenged in a primary, a party gathering, a convention. Huh? And you got to ask yourself the question, man, how is this real? Is this live? Or is it memory? Well, the truth of the matter is we're people and people change. And that's one of the reasons why you can't say definitively, quantitatively, anything is going to happen absolutely all the time when it comes to human beings. In fact, they fall in a different class of science, social science, because the interaction and engagement with people change over time, depending on certain circumstances and issues and people. Today, you may like me. I'm all right with you. But tomorrow, you can't stand me. 657-383-0944. We're talking again from the topic, whose dreams am I living? We got a co-host on with us tonight, Pastor Ricky Waller, right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Let me welcome in. Pastor Waller, how you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm all right. How you doing, Pastor Doctor?
Pretty good. How's the family?
Hey, man, hanging in there. Maintain. How about you?
Good. The same thing here. Same thing here. So far, everybody seems to be holding in the room.
Man, well, that's a good thing to hear. That is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see you're still out there busy, man. I mean, I was like, wow, this brother, he's relentless, ungiving, ungive. But that's what it takes.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, I think that's what's going on, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're just talking from the topic, whose dream am I living? I talk a little bit about Dr. King's dream he shared. It became real famous. We even talked a little bit about this concept, this notion of the American dream. But then I asked the question, what about our own dream? What's our dream? What's our hope? You know what I mean? You get a comment on that, Pastor? It's just you and I right now. Just you and I right now.
That's just the nature of it. And I said that whose dream are you living? You know, that's the point of how you give the dreams when they come by. And the man is, I could have one, you know, and sometimes I don't want to leave that dream right there. Even now, then I may have it. And then there's some I say, man, I still would like to live that one, you know. It's just a matter of You know, I do have one of my desires here. You know,
because it's not theirs.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It's hard to see.
They can't see it, man. They can't appreciate it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's hard to believe sometimes. That's correct. It's just, you know, sometimes even your family, they don't, they're not into it, know about it, or anything like that. You know, that's okay. It's possible, maybe not. I don't know if it is or not. You know, they'll probably go to the end.
You know, the story was told about a fella who folk looked up one day. They saw him taking wood and hammers and nails and other tools and was fashioning what looked like a ship or vessel. A huge one, I might add. They said, "Hey, man, what you doing?"
Yeah.
He said, "I'm building a boat." He said, "I'm building an ark, as a matter of fact." He said, "Well, for who? For what?" "Well, we're going to get animals, one of two of each kind. And we're going to roll them in two by two. And you know what I mean? What you need that for, man?" "It's going to rain," he said. "Oh, you crazy, man." It ain't rain around here yet. He said, no. Yeah. It's going to rain. "Well, what made you think that? You think you're a meteorologist or something?" He said, "The Lord told me. The Lord told me to get ready and prepare those who will be saved from a great flood."
My.
But you know the story, don't you, guys? You know the rest of the story, don't you? Because of folks' lack of faith. Yes, sir. And Pastor, because of their lack of understanding and faith, a lot of folk drown, man. They couldn't see the vision.
Yeah, that is something right there. Just the thought of that, you know, they couldn't see it. Not that it wasn't there, they just couldn't see it.
Watch it, man. you saying something now, man. You're saying something now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
See, that's the moral of the story. And that's the reason why it's not always a good thing in the sight of others when they hear about the dream.
Right.
Hard to believe. The man explained to him that that's what was going on. He was getting ready to, you know, to follow through what he was expecting to happen. And,
Pastor, I heard another incident about a fella, young fella. He was the younger of 12 brothers, and he got a word from the Lord, you know, and he jumped up, and he was excited about telling his brothers about what God had told him, the dream he had given, the vision. And you know his brothers got jealous, man. Got jealous. Stop drinking Haterade and hating them. What I'm saying, man, that clown. Yep. Help us, Holy Ghost. Why would he?
Tell
look. And that flesh got so bad, Pastor, until all of them conspired. Some of them said, let's kill them, man. Let's just kill them. Said, no, that's our father's son. That's our mother's son. We can't kill them now. Well, we can take them off a fire, and we can drop them off in the woods. He'll never find his way back home. And if he dies, it won't directly be on our hands. Huh?
Yeah.
And just when they thought they got rid of that. Look, this is a powerful story, man. They thought they got rid of them. What they did was to set them up for the comeback. Ooh-wee. They set them up for the comeback.
Comeback.
Watch this, because what they could not see is that in time, a great drought would come, and their father wouldn't be able to feed them. Their mother wouldn't be able to feed them. People in the land wouldn't be able to eat. They would be needing of somebody to be in place to hook them up. Guess who it was they had to go to? That same brother you tried to get rid of and throw off in the wilderness.
No, they didn't.
Help us up, Bill. Help us up. Yeah. Man went to jail. Woman lied on. Look here, Pastor. Woman lied on, said he touched it. I ain't touched you. Lord have mercy.
Amen. Look at that.
Can't put him in jail, but when he got out of jail, he became a high-ranking official and was in place when his family needed him the most. But whose dream are you dreaming, man?
That would be a good question. It'll still remain.
Yes, sir.
Question.
We're in 2022. I hear a lot of young cats, Pastor. I know you do too. They speak of what they look forward to. And oftentimes when I listen to it, it does not sound like it's based in reality, right? It's a dream, though.
Yeah.
It's a dream. And we shouldn't snatch their dream away from them. Shouldn't do that. But how do we get them to base their vision, their unconscious thought and what is real so it can materialize itself? Not 10 years from now, right now. Help me with that.
Right, right now, that's most important. Most important it is right now. You know,
Big
preparation. I know they do a lot of things based on days, weeks, and months, and years. And they make a lot of people make plans around that. That's understandable.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing. It's just a matter of, you know, who's plan, who's dream, and what are you getting from it? What are the motives for? There are motives, man.
Right.
It's so building up, paying down, building up.
They are indeed.
Yeah, but there's a lot of
the issue of right now seems really paramount to me, because you get hungry and your hunger is not going to wait until tomorrow or until even 2 weeks. 2 weeks till you get a paycheck, or 6 months.
Go ahead.
Do what you got to do. Go ahead and do what you do. And I'll just continue. Just get on back in where you fit in, Pastor. And your hunger is not going to wait until you get your income tax return. It ain't going to wait until you get a severance check or anything like that. It's right now. And those are immediate needs. See? And when you think about it, people dream of immediate gratification. Instant gratification. And sometimes that drives them to do desperate things. You understand what I'm saying? They're bad people, but that's that natural drive to meet an immediate need. Y'all know about Abraham. I talk about these hierarchy needs. Go ahead, Pastor. What were you going to say?
Yeah, in desperation, that'll take place. It's not immediate at all.
That's right.
know.
Right?
Here's the thing, Pastor. A lot of people would say what you know is wrong. It's destructive. It's backwards. But suppose that's all I know. Suppose I don't know nothing else. How do I reconcile my reality with expectations? Is that possible? You know? I mean, you tell me, Dockery, what you're doing is out of order, it's dysfunctional, it's counterproductive, and you need to change your way.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I know how to do. Hustling is what I do.
Hey,
huh?
Yeah, okay. Gambling. I'm listening, but I'm just got
you good.
Sound right here. Yeah.
You good. Gambling is what I do. Get by day is what I do. Then you tell me that's wrong? Well, if that's all I know, unless you're prepared to enlighten me, right? And do that in a respectful way now. Don't talk to me like I'm stupid or I'm dumb and I don't have no right to self-sufficiency and independence. But if you got something for me that's good, right, and you think it's beneficial for me, talk to me like a man. I'm here. I'm here, Pastor. Talk to me like a man and show me how that's beneficial. But don't treat me like I ain't nobody now, because, see, that'll cause us to have a little problem. Is that right, Pastor?
Cause you have a little problem. Cause you have a little problem. You understand? But that problem can grow, brother. When you have a solution to the problem, you know, that's a good thing. But when you just had a problem,
Right.
And they will occur. Yeah. They will occur. I know that.
Sure it will. Okay.
Yeah, no.
You're listening. We have our calls on, Pastor Wallen. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. You're listening to Talk Straight on this April 26, 2022. And our topic tonight is, whose dream am I living? You can call us, Facebook, 657-383-0944. That's the number you can call if you want to join us and be a part of the dialogue, as well as you can, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio platform, you can just give us a call, 657-383-0944. That's the number to call here, and we'll be glad to bring you on and share your questions, your comments, and your thoughts there. But we've just been talking from the general topic, and our co-host on, Pastor Wallace, is on with us, and one of the things that seems important to me, Pastor, and that is to realize that we oftentimes people assume that everybody have the same level of understanding, that they share the same hopes
tough.
And desires.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when policies are made around this idea that everybody should have the same cookie cutter ideas and should want the same amount. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you come
right.
And meet. What's your favorite pie? Is there a favorite pie that you might like, Pastor Wong?
Hey, man. I guess I'm missing out on it today because after my mother checked out on me, man, so I hadn't had no favorite since then.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been a long time, brother.
I see. Well, I'll tell you why I asked the question. I agree with you. My mom was gone too, and biscuits, my favorite biscuits were hers. And nobody made handmade biscuits like you did. Her little fat hands had a way. I see what you're saying. I asked that question because oftentimes if you get your favorite thing or what used to be your favorite, people assume you should be satisfied with a given portion. I mean, how much how you gonna tell me what's enough for me? Talk to me, Pastor.
Yeah.
You don't need no. That's all you need. How you know what you know what I mean? How you know that? When you get off telling me how much I pulled out.
Man, that's gonna be a tough one as well. That's gonna be a work.
Don't get me wrong. I understand that I understand a certain thing called intemperance and access, right? You can drink too much orange juice and it'll throw your body electrolytes off. Drink too much water. You know, we need water every day, but if you drink too much of it, it could throw your balance off, man. So, but who's gonna tell the next man what's enough for him when he should be satisfied in his thirst?
That's amazing.
Yeah, ain't that something?
That's amazing. It is.
And I'll go back to this idea of freedom, Pastor, and the American dream. It suggests that you can define for yourself life, liberty, and whatever your pursuit of happiness is. That's what it suggests now. But that ain't always enough, is it, for everybody? Maybe for some people, but not everybody's getting it.
No, I don't think that's accurate at all.
Just an idea, huh?
That's it. Because how you gonna be able to be correct with it when you got so many people and you got different things that some have to do, and you got a lot of people that don't have to do some things. And it's who's guiding you. And that's some people are being guided by force, and some people are being guided by choice. So it's who's guiding you through your dreams?
Right.
Do you have anybody to assist you? And that's a tough one. Because if you share your dreams with someone and you got the assistance, you know, man, that seems like, you tapped into it. And you read it for the fans. You're grateful for the person or the company or however it's going to take place.
When
it's that way, then you got the other form of, you know, I would say it comes with it. They don't want to see the person before you. There are reasons that a person may not want the very best for you. And that could be done that way as well, as a dream. You got a person who dreams, that's not what you can do. That's not what you can
do. Say what?
Yeah, man. That's pretty deep.
You know, and again, you look at everybody and you want to try to be fair. That's what people say, Pastor. We want to be fair. You understand? Well, but how can you do that when everybody's appetite, everybody's vision, their dream is different? What's fair? You know what I mean? Of course, I come in here faster and I can up on everybody. I can dribble and I can beat everybody to the fast break down to the other end. And I'm playing with people that can't keep up with me. Is that fair, man? Is that a fair game? or do we have to call some rules to slow me down? So I ain't, you know what I mean? So I'm not on everybody.
No. And if it slow you down, you have a chance to speed up. Speed it up or slow it down. There's just so many scenarios.
There you go.
But if you have the definition at heart, that's another thing.
Okay, all right. So if you really So you got to give people room then. Is that what you're saying?
I would say that, that would be necessary. Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's what happens a lot of times, even in like places like public schools. They said, we only have a limited amount of resources for you, and we got to have, say, for instance, 35 people in this class. So we can't give you all the individualized attention you may need or want because you're not special.
Yeah.
Oh, you sit in your seat, and you keep up with everybody else if you can. And if you can't, then we're going to have to grade you accordingly. What about that, Pastor? That don't sound right, though. That don't sound right, does it?
great person according.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to grade accordingly. So it's just, that is bad, you know, but how much can it be fast? What would be considered fast? Am I getting
any,
you know, assistance when I raise my hand up and before I get my grade? You know, you know, because I know that the teacher should already know you believe that this person already knows. But it could be that the teacher don't know, so the teacher don't want to see your head go up. You may ask a question.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, the teacher said, I don't even know. So that means your grade, your person's going to get. You know, the teacher going to have to person fail.
Now, I know you're a man that likes talk Bible, okay? So let's talk Bible from the concept of what we're looking at here. You understand what I'm saying? I'm thinking right now in our discussion about Matthew 25th chapter and verse 14 through 30 or so. It talks about how Jesus came upon some people and he gave out some talents. Each of them had them, right?
Yeah.
As you read through the story, some of them used their talents. And guess what? They gained some. Because the man told these other kids, listen, when I come back, I will give each one of you or grade each one of you based on what? What you done with what I gave you.
That's right.
He came back, Pastor. One cat done really multiplied his, and he carried his load. They're like, ho, we ain't got that, man. Where our stuff at? Now, could the argument be made that Jesus should have gave them those rules first? He should have told them, you got to do this, and here's how you build it. Was that fair for Jesus to just leave them on their own and let them do their thing, Pastor?
That's where the faith comes in at. You know, you want to have faith. It was idle. They was idle, so they had taken whatever else they were doing. And then all of a sudden, they ran out of space, and he gave them something to work with.
My.
I'm not used to having something to work with like this, so I don't know what to do with it. But the more they did, you know, it took care of
it. Well, but now... Now, again, there were no rules laid out as to how you do something with what you got. You know what I mean? So then nobody gets no rules laid out.
Hey, look. That's amazing that it happened like that. But he took what the other person had and said, I'm going to give it to somebody else who already been doing something with them.
See what I'm saying?
That's tough.
It reminds me of Cain and Abel, Pastor. Cain's problem was he had his eyes on what his brother had.
Oh, yeah.
So much so he couldn't even focus on what his assignment was. That'll preach right there, preacher. Yeah, I know that'll
Blew
preach.
Him off.
See. Mm-hmm. He was so busy looking over in his brother's plate that he let his own food get cold.
Wow, man.
Yeah, he turned his face back to his place and took a bite. Oh, this ain't no good. I want what my brother got.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Want what this man had. No.
You see what I'm saying? Let me phrase it this way, Pastor. Should individuals try to live somebody else's dream, or should you live your own dream?
Yeah, you don't have to do that experience because they don't do nothing with it. They're going to be taken away from them anyway. But you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You can fly with it every day.
Right. Well, now I'm gonna go back to the question, Pastor. What if I don't know who I am, and I'm not sure what my purpose is? I ain't wrapped my mind around what I ought to be doing yet. Ain't nobody told me.
Right.
Yeah. My daddy didn't tell me. My mama didn't know what to tell me. My grandmama, my auntie. You know what I mean? All of us in this, around here just trying to get it the way we live day by day, man. So what if that's
Yeah, that's
the case?
It. Yeah.
So here's another consideration, Pastor, that often comes into play. You have individuals who say, I'm trying to help you. So you got to do just like I tell you to do.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even want you to think. Just give me your body and your muscles. I don't want you to use your brain. I think for you. What about that?
Right.
It is. Absolutely. And because we're about at the top of the hour, let me say again that you're listening to Talk Straight. Our topic tonight is, whose dream am I living? And that's essentially in various conversations we've been talking about here. We still have a little time. We've got about maybe about 30 minutes here before the show ends tonight. 6-5-3-8-3-0-9-4-4. You listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. My good brother and friend, Pastor Ricky Waller, is on, who is the founder and executive director of New Way Outreach Ministries. And double author of two very, very powerful and significant books, Still High and The Flip Side. You hear him often talk about his own experiences because he would tell you, that's what I know. See? And in reality, we all must operate similarly in a way that we operate in the context of what we know. Because ain't no need of you trying to fool yourself and assume you can be yourself. Jay said, no, I'm sorry, the Temptations Pastor said that you can be what you want to be.
Yeah.
It wanted to know. Now, what if I'm a cat and I want to be a dog? Or I'm a dog and I want to be a cat? They didn't lie to me.
Yeah, according to what they were saying, because that's the thing about the life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Hmm.
So you gotta watch the word. You gotta watch the word. So that's what you're saying. Yeah. But you can do what you want to do, and you don't know how to do that. That's the
right.
want you to be something that you're not. You know, and that's not gonna work.
What if I want to be like you, Pastor Wallace? I want to be Pastor Wallace. Huh? I don't want to be nobody.
Those skills and you make them strong, you give them practice and drill to make them stronger at that. Is it? I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Is that what y'all used to do when you play? You're an athlete, pretty good athlete there. What about it, Preacher? What about that?
It's another campaign right there, man. I'm telling you, man.
There's another campaign, huh?
Yeah, man. For that, yeah. You know, it's just amazing how opportunity presents itself sometimes. You don't know, or I don't know, exactly what to do. And then, you know, I get a chance to look at it and say, okay, I'm going to give it a try. Well, that's what action is. That's what action is.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, we find quite often in life disappointment when we try to keep up with someone else's pace and or we run from the vision or the gift that is naturally ours. And I'm convinced, Pastor, that we see it. One of the motivations for people getting off into drugs and alcohol and gambling and other devices is to distract them from the thoughts of reality that are within them already. They're running from that gift, from that talent, that calling. Understand what I'm saying? And they're fighting within themselves to be happy versus to be fulfilled in their purpose and calling. You understand what I mean? And it's clear to me, Pastor, it's clear to me that when we talk about ministry, it's really about you serving in the compassion God gave you. You don't have to try to keep up with nobody else. You ain't got to wear no big cross to do that, huh? Or have the biggest Bible.
Yeah, don't have to.
Am I right? Huh?
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know what I mean? You don't have to have no... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, just saying, what things you need to take? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that you don't have to have no big gut or no roaring bell. I heard somebody ask me, they said, you look like a preacher. I said, is that right? Why you think that? You got a fat head and you got a fat belly. I said, what? What about that, Pastor? You mean tell me every preacher got a fat head? Come on, man. Come on, man. You got to preach your head, man. Ain't that something? Make me feel bad about my head. Maybe think something wrong with my head, man. You know what I mean?
No.
I say that joke. But, yeah, in the conversation, whose dream am I living? That's a question that every individual has to ask and answer for themselves. I'm not sure that anybody can adequately answer that for you. Maybe they can guide you toward identifying what your dream is, right, and separating that from other people's interest in you, other people's desires in you, expectations for you, right, and shaping what's naturally yours. You know, people they go through life, man, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They become a jack of all trades, never a master of any one of them. Because they basically don't know what they're calling it. And, I don't say that to mar anybody, but to just say that it's important to understand, you know, in terms of your dream or your hopes, your aspirations, your vision, that you know that they're yours and yours only, and yours to keep. And that's one of the things that I see in outreach is important, is for people to understand that if something good for you is going to come, you have got to invest in yourself. Believe in yourself, you know? And sometimes you just got to encourage and motivate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to ask you what did you say just then, but that's it. That's it right there. sometimes you have to encourage yourself to get something done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When nobody else, will come, man. You know what I mean? you have to be. I remember as a pastor, brother pastor, there were some Sundays when it was literally me and the Lord in the sanctuary together. Nobody else was there. But my job was to be true to the saying, the doors of the church are what? Open. Huh?
Yeah, you got to have somebody on your team, man. Because if you got the right hookup, you're all right, man. There's no way you can get around it once you got the right hookup. Now, who is the right hookup that can guide us in what we stand in need of?
And okay.
The one who we've been talking about for the longest, man. He's been there for us. He has given us a chance to draw a little bit closer to him. But who's going to be able to live my dream? That goes back to that earlier. And I'm really actually thinking about that. Dream maker. Making a dream come true. Man, that would be something that I would think, man, no wonder I work so hard for my community because that I have a dream.
Uh-oh.
And I do have it. And I do. And so remind me of what you're talking about, you know. How do you go about it? Who's going to live it? You told it to somebody the other night, you won't be able to do that. No way you can do that because of this, that, and the other one. Okay, all right. That's a dream breaker. That's the person that can break a
chain.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
That happens. So,
it does. It does.
That's an awesome thing. Yeah, very much awesome.
Well, I tell you, man, at the end of the day, each individual, again, has to make an assessment to themselves. You know, what am I going to do for me? And who, like you said earlier, who should I keep out of my circle? Because they ain't going to do nothing but try to kill the dream. You know what I mean? They ain't gonna do nothing but try to kill my dream.
Well,
and that ain't no good. That ain't no good for me to allow them to come in and steal the dream from me. Because I know they don't want nothing from me. And if I don't do it for myself, my goodness. And sometimes, Pastor, it's better if you don't know how to help somebody. Just don't get out the way. Leave them alone.
Wow.
Is that right? Just don't get out the way, man. Just say, I can't. Hey, I mean well, but I ain't ready. I'm not ready for you. So, I mean, but, you know, God knows and he cares. He knows and cares. And one thing about it is, if we're honest with ourselves, he's talking to you. If you stop and listen, I have a tendency to listen to the radio, gospel, jazz, sometimes rhythm and blues. And every now and then, Pastor, I tell myself, okay, I know you're driving and everything, but go on, turn it off so you can hear yourself think and you hear God talking to you. And, you know, that's to each his own, but I'm just telling you that's one thing I found that is very helpful for me is to realize that speaking all the time, but if I'm too busy and preoccupied and tapped out with everything else, I can't hear. So I'm missing something. We're talking about your dream right now, dude. That's all we're talking about. Whose dream are you living? And to be clear, everybody got their own dream. So, and with that, Pastor, I think we've come to a point where we can bring this show to a close. Is there anything in closing you'd like to share with us before we cut out?
Well, I would just want to make sure that the faith and keep striving, and then when you have a heart desire to draw closer to God, that could be a form of a dream. You know, I dreamed about, you know, what it would be like to follow his guide all the way through. You know, the scripture talks about some things. It says, once you get on the Lord's side, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, it says, stay with it. I'm like, wait a minute, hold it. Okay. Some people may say, why are you always talking about how good God is? So now if I deviate from it, you always remember one thing, there's another side. So if I flip it back over to where it used to be, then I have something to say about that. See there, I told you. Now look, he's back doing what he used to do. Well, you broke the dream. You helped me break the dream. It wasn't my intent. So you got to be mindful of how you hear, you know, who you're listening to and stuff like that. And so now I just want to encourage those that are tuned in to let them know that just stay with him. And if you're not with him, get with him. Because that's the good news. That is the good news right there, man. He's available. And I believe that persons will have a much better time they got with him. That's just what I could be wrong.
No, I concur with that 159.6% Doug. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us there tonight, big brother. I know you've been out there busy there. And if you like me, you're going to find a corner to go sleep in somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Get a corner somewhere to close your
eyes.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, listening audience, thank you for joining us here on this April 26, 2022. We're going to close out this episode. Whose dream are you living? I would leave with this one thought to end with what Sir Wallace said. I know that there's a concept of an American dream, and we know that many still hold on to Dr. King's dream. But what's most important is that you find, you hold on to, and as he said, you walk in your own calling and fulfill your dream. Sometimes it may be a little scary. It may not seem like it's going to happen, but you stick to it. That's what he said. Stick to
That's
you,
right.
man. There's a saying they got in the street, do you, let me do me.
Yeah. That's right.
Live your dream.
That's it.
Live your dream. Pastor, we're gonna call it a night on this episode of Talk Straight. And look forward to seeing you next Tuesday, 7:00 p.m., Lord willing. And we'll share more with you then. Before that, Luther Vandross take us off on his song talking about the dream, his rendition of the dream. Impossible dream. All right. We'll see y'all next Tuesday for the Talk Straight.
Amen.
What'd you say, Luke? We'll be better.
We'll be better for this.
Yeah.
That one man scorned and covered with scars, still strong.
With heat.
With it
an ounce of courage to dream.
Amen.
The other reason.
We'll see y'all next week.